Hello, welcome to Football Twaddle. Baru, what's up?
Guess who's back?
Kumar.
Kumar!
Yeah. Back after 2 weeks.
There was one guy who was regular, but then...
Regular at work.
I know.
Salesman.
Selling cars.
Yeah, month ends, year ends.
Yeah.
Is this how you're going to behave every month end?
This is how I behave every month.
This was the yearly month end. March, man. March madness.
Yeah. March
madness. Do you have a funky name for it, like in-house?
We had Gudi Padwa Mahotsav.
We
keep it local.
Gudi Padwa
Mahotsav.
Well, we are more secular about it. We call it Maha March. And it was a double pun, you see.
Yes, I saw. So stupid. Yeah, it was March Madness for Antonio Conte as well.
Oh, yeah, man.
To go on top of his Feb Madness.
I don't
see things improving for Conte.
Does Conte want to improve things, is the question.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, nobody wants to just lose and get out, right?
Yeah, I think he wants to get out and
he's
ready to do anything for that.
At least he wants to, like, win and get out. So, win the FA Cup. They played the first half quite well. It's the second half which screwed them so badly.
Yeah, and they had no response to Spurs. Look at the second goal that...
Yeah,
Dele Alli scores.
They were like walking around
in
the box.
Yeah, he has three people around him. He's just given so much time on the ball.
And Willy, the big Willy.
See, the first save that Willy
free
makes
Willy.
Was good.
They should free Willy, man. That's what City did. And that's what Chelsea should do.
That's the need of the hour.
Poor Willy. Has he ever won a Premier League title?
Don't ask us such heavy research questions, man.
Dude.
We'll have to open Wikipedia.
I don't think he has.
That's something we don't
He was in the squad last year. City didn't win and Chelsea won. And then he moved to Chelsea and City is going to win the league. Poor
See,
Willy.
We usually don't do this.
But we will.
How do you even fucking spell his name?
Okay, let it be. Do you think he would have saved the first goal from Christian Eriksen?
I think he should have.
He should have just kept standing.
It was right down the middle. I think he just missed the flight
or the ball took such a...
It was not that big a swerve as you know, we were talking right after the goal.
It definitely dipped,
but it was not that massive. He did not jump for the ball.
But that's because the ball was like going so high over the post.
No, it touched the underside of the post, but as a keeper, that's within range when it's right above
and,
you.
Yeah, and every keeper you see, you just make sure of your posts. Even if it's going wide.
I mean, on one end of the spectrum, you have David De Gea.
Dude, that guy is a genius. I see Joe Hart. He doesn't save anything like that.
Why do you see Joe Hart?
Not anymore. But last year and the year before, he was all right. He wouldn't save it. Most of the keepers wouldn't have saved it.
I think most of the keepers would have. Pickford definitely would have saved it.
Really?
Yeah. Pickford's so tall, it would just hit his head.
I think, like, considering keepers... Rio Ferdinand would have saved it.
Okay. And so Chelsea also joins the likes of Arsenal, almost out of Champions League now.
Not almost. I think they're more or less out. It's an 8-point gap now.
Yes.
To Spurs.
And Conte probably will win the FA Cup. But that is not enough. That is not enough under Roman Reigns.
Why am I not getting these references?
You don't watch wrestling, do
wrestling?
You?
Why is our stats... cast not working.
what stats do you want?
We're facing some technical difficulties
in looking at stats.
And
yeah, that is why.
That's
the reason.
Internet
isn't working.
In our studio.
Yeah, so Spurs now with Champions League will move to the new stadium. Everything looking for good for them other than winning a tournament.
But I don't think that is going to happen anytime soon also.
They won't win the FA Cup this year.
No, United is still in there. Chelsea is still in there.
Southampton is still in there.
Talking about Southampton.
Liverpool is in the Champions League.
What is that?
I thought we were talking about Southampton. So,
Southampton of the present.
Which Southampton?
Of the present, not the future.
No,
of the present. They are 18th now and they are in the FA Cup semi-final.
Yeah.
Will they do a new Wigan?
Wigan Athletic.
No, but like, so there's a lot of reports coming in. Even right now, a lot of Wigan fans...
Why are you reading a lot of Wigan fans?
If you can watch Joe Hart, I think he's well within his rights too.
Yeah, watch. See, a lot of people say that they would much rather have stayed in the league than win the cup.
Wow.
So this is the classic dilemma right now. Because it's not like the olden times. Premier League brings you a lot of money.
I see.
It's
then
it's
what,
true.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's true. So, no. So, does even Southampton prioritize the semi-final over survival?
No, they won't.
Oh, but that is taking away from the charm.
Well, they
do. Oh my God!
A trophy has to be a
fine.
Trophy.
What would you do if you're Southampton manager?
Win the game in hand.
And always concentrate on the next game.
Yeah.
And not sell any players to Liverpool.
Because they always reach, not always, they'll reach the.
I don't think Liverpool's going to buy
any
player from there, like mid season, man. End season, rather.
Which Southampton player is doing well at Liverpool?
Mane.
But there's so many, so. There's only. I'm like, are there anyone else?
Virgil
Van Dijk.
Lallana's
been injured all season.
He does play well whenever he gets
yeah.
the opportunity. He's
talking about
the
being injured most of the season, Jack Wilshere. Will he be out of Arsenal anytime? Like, he's not signing the contract.
Well, he's not signing it, but I think that's the obvious conclusion.
And there are rumours. I read
Everton,
a rumour that...
Everton are in
I read Juventus.
You, that is probably just Chesney texting from the Juventus tweet. Yeah, just hack their phone or something to get his old pal Jack.
But isn't Jack Wilshere playing well right now for Arsenal?
Not really.
Ramsey has been in
really good form. Another one who's not signing a new contract.
Even he is not.
No, but then he expires the year after, not this year.
So he'll do a Sanchez.
Yeah.
And Arsenal didn't play well for like 75 minutes or at least the first
at
half.
Least the first half was horrible.
Yeah, it was like LA Galaxy all over again, man.
Oh, what do you mean all over again?
And we know how that turned out.
Speaking of Arsenal again, the new signing.
Ooh. Aubameyang.
Pierre.
He gave a goal. Like, he gave the penalty for
and the
Zach
amount of FPL managers who cried foul. They want, like, match fixing, like...
Dude, I took Mkhitaryan in my team. Thinking it's against Stoke, they'll score some goals.
He's definitely going to be rested because, you know, we're playing...
Europa League.
We're playing the main European competition.
Yeah, CSK, Moscow.
But
and
that's
you know
on,
how important Moscow
that's
is.
That's on Thursday.
Yeah,
the usual days for
yeah,
European
this on Sunday. So why couldn't he have played at least like 60-70 minutes?
Why
do you need him when?
Because I've taken him in my FPL team. What don't you get?
Taken, I don't know, Ramsey. Or
that is why I never take any Arsenal player in FPL team.
No one does.
You used to.
Yeah, when we had Sanchez.
Sanchez like the season last.
Or
season.
You used to take Ozil quite a lot.
No,
I started off with this season in starting, but
no, I had Mkhitaryan, but then I took him out.
I had him when he was a United player. So,
and then
no,
I took him out when he came to Arsenal.
But like hot tip, Aubameyang is...
Who are they playing next week? Baru?
Who asked
good
was forget that. I was coming to Aubameyang. So I get this daily message from this random broadcast thing called Match Day Broadcast. And it lists like the top scorers in the matches. And so the funny thing is like Arsenal doesn't have a top scorer like in EPL, right? In the top five people.
No.
But there's a guy marked against Arsenal in the German league. Aubameyang is still a top scorer right over there. He's in the top 5 and he's marked as an Arsenal. So
yeah.
Wenger
is influencing two leagues.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and I see all this Wenger out also dying down and all of it.
No,
yeah, that's because it's picking up in other sports now.
What
boxing, way? Cricket,
Wenger out.
Tennis, of course.
Yeah, March for our lives.
I think so. Oh. Yeah, March for our lives. There was a news article that some 5 kids in Sogo went out and like did it, and ANI reporter caught them and he's taking pics and it became national news. Even the US people are like, what?
What are you marching for now?
Oh, will Manchester City win the league against Manchester United over the weekend?
Speaking of Manchester City, man.
I was. My question was.
Speaking of Manchester City in the past, I mean.
Oh.
Wait, why are we not covering like the matches that already just happened? Is that not a thing anymore for us?
Which we are, no?
We didn't cover Manchester City, man.
We are just talking about them.
Next week.
No, so
because that is important.
The first question is, will they win the league against Manchester
United? Oh, then we
United?
Take a flashback and go
and
to
then
Everton.
We say, oh, how bad were Everton?
Shit, man. This is why we need scripts.
And a producer.
Oh. Yeah. So,
are we setting it up?
Yeah, we are. So, Baru, are Manchester City going to win the league against United next week?
It's at home, right? Of course, they'll win it.
Why? They're playing Liverpool on
it's,
a Tuesday
it's
after
not
that.
At home, it's at,
it's at home.
It's at Etihad.
It doesn't matter for Man City.
I think it's at
No, it's at Etihad.
Okay.
It's at Etihad. It does not. But for Man City, how should it matter?
No, it would have been more fun to win it at Trafford.
Oh, that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Arsenal has done that all throughout history, man.
What?
We won the league at Old Trafford, we won it at White Hart Lane, we won it at Stamford Bridge, probably, but at that point it didn't matter.
You didn't.
Nobody.
We probably did, man. Even you didn't, you weren't.
You didn't. You know what three, and in those three, they didn't.
We won the league at Anfield.
At Anfield.
Yeah.
That was the
under
big.
Wenger?
No.
The long ago one.
89.
Not long ago one.
That was long ago. That was before the Premier League era, so it doesn't count.
That was before me era.
I was there.
Yes. So Will,
do you have the t-shirt?
Yeah.
More like diapers, but yeah.
All right,
Michael Thomas.
Since Baru wants to talk about Manchester City's recent game against Everton, what do you want to talk about it?
I want to talk about the record that they set, man.
What is it?
Second half possession was 90%.
I mean,
it's funny how nothing surprises Saru anymore. He's seen it all.
90%, big deal.
Yeah,
I do that every day.
Dude, Manchester United won the game with 68% possession.
And Alexis Sanchez scored.
Yes. So, City having 90% possession.
Surprise me now.
Yeah, exactly. Man. And Sanchez didn't give the ball away as much. So,
how much possession did Sanchez have?
Of that 68, it used to be, it probably would have been 80, but Sanchez gave away like 12% of it. Okay, fine. I'm amazed, Baru. 90% possession.
Oh, wait. Let me get some more stats, man. Like,
about the Manchester City game?
Yeah.
Are you going to read the commentary for us?
They had 1,115 touches
is
of
that
the ball.
Is that a new record or are you just like reading shit?
Okay, I'm done.
How many goals and shots on goal they had?
Probably less than Liverpool.
18.
18 shots on goal?
Shots.
Abhi, I asked for shots on goal.
4. Isn't that pathetic?
Yeah, it's not a great team.
And Everton had to clear like just 22 times. Even United cleared more times than against Arsenal.
City had 18 shots, but Everton cleared 22 times. Where was the extra 4 clearances coming from?
They didn't
from?
Shoot before then.
Yeah, clear.
This is what happens when someone doesn't
play
football.
Exactly.
And they just laugh at clearances. Do you know how important clearances are?
I do, but I was wondering how did Everton clear 22 times?
Do you know what a clearance is?
Not really.
Yeah, man.
What is a clearance?
Go ask Will's lifestyle. They're always on clearance.
Fine. What is a clearance?
Does
tell
that
me.
Brand still exist?
Yes, no. They do.
Yeah.
What is a clearance?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Because
this is your punishment.
This is your project for the weekend.
You yourself don't know what a clearance is.
I know what a clearance is.
Dude, I thought
self-explanatory.
I thought he was talking about goal clearance.
Goal line clearance.
Yeah.
You cannot
what
have 22
fuck?
Goal line clearances.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, what the hell?
Man. In that case, even
they had
even City had 13 goal line clearances. What
that
the
so
fuck was
fun.
This match, man?
Who scored the goal for Everton?
Bolasi.
Yannick, do you have any fantasy team?
Just back from injury. Who's going to keep me in the fantasy team?
So anyway, this match brings the head-to-head between them to 18-15 in favor of Everton.
Whoa, that surprised me. I don't know why.
I know, it's very important to know, you know, with the recent dominance of Manchester City.
Yeah,
how recent
we,
it
we need, yeah, we
hey,
need to
too,
take
but
a, take
City
a,
was bought like 8 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So they would have played Everton at least 16 times.
Yeah.
And it's still 18-15.
Yeah.
That's
so it was 2-15 before Sheikh Mansour got in.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a hard look, you know. Sometimes you should sit back and reflect, especially Chelsea and City.
But anyway, coming to the Premier League 2, Arsenal has moved into second spot. Just 1 point behind Leicester City.
Premier League 2.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Even in that, you're not winning. Chelsea is leading that table as well.
Chelsea's
fifth. Obviously.
No, Chelsea's fifth.
But in Premier League
because they
two?
Gave all their youngsters to Leicester City or
but
something.
What is Premier League 2 then?
Under 23.
Okay.
In under 18,
I thought you just discounted the first 4 and you said Premier League starts.
Chelsea is leading in under 18.
Come on!
Wait, is it Chelsea or Vitesse?
We are going to sell them to Crystal Palace anyway.
Who? Vitesse? You're selling the club to Crystal Palace? Do they know about this?
just giving it away.
Oh.
They're like, it's easier to, it's probably cheaper to sell the entire club rather than sell all players individually, right?
Yeah. And it's much more profitable to sell an entire club. Are you getting ideas now?
We already have 2 clubs, right?
We?
Yeah.
You mean the NM League's two clubs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are
happening? Wait. You guys are sponsors, man. We don't have any sponsor interference in our daily.
If we pay 15,000 more, what, we can't buy the club?
Unless until they find out that I'm connected to both.
Yeah,
the podcast and the club. Shit, man.
Oh, you're like Chanda.
I'm just glad no one
like
listens
Chanda
to this.
Kocher, yes.
Yeah, I'm just glad no one in India listens to this podcast.
No, they do. I was.
Oh yeah, those 100 people.
I was looking at
week.
The stats every week. 100 people.
Anyway,
thank
speaking
you
of
no,
people
not
listening.
Thank
to,
you.
No, at least
spread.
We need to thank those 100 people so that at least they come back
oh,
week after week.
You're thanking 100.
Yeah.
I thought you're saying you're done. Let's get out now.
Anyway,
now.
We'd like to announce our Thailand tour.
Yeah, so we are on tour in
we.
Bangkok and Pattaya.
So
10th, 11th and 12th.
It's the three of us,
yeah.
But only Karnav is available for public appearances because
yeah.
Saru and I would be busy with researching Manuel
yeah.
Neuer's recovery.
Yeah, we are going on an investigative journalist tour.
Yes,
yeah,
so Kumar is going to be available for public
yeah,
appearances.
Just brief periods of time.
And Kumar is going to talk about Alan Pardew sacking. And as a preview, we'll just give him the mic for like 2 minutes to talk about it. Start.
Go,
start.
Yeah, so, you know, it's been a track record that we've been recording podcasts.
Whenever a manager gets
it's
sacked.
Us,
yeah.
Guys.
It's us. It's
but
like,
we didn't even predict he's going to get sacked.
We did.
No, we thought he'll get sacked at the end of the season. Why did they sack him now?
What difference was it going to make?
Exactly. So why sack him now? Just keep him on for 6-7 more games.
Just saving salary for 6-7 more games.
They have to pay him. Dude, they have to pay him anyway till the end of the season. What are they doing with this stunt right now? Or
yeah.
Are they so sick?
Did you see
him?
That tweet about how West Brom is going to have a really hard time deciding the manager of the season?
No,
we'll take a laughter break for Saru and be right back.
That was surprising. That is Saru.
Oh yeah, that brings me to the question. Do teams which are relegated, do they have a manager of the season award?
No,
well,
yeah,
they should start.
No, so I was in the start I read for Derby County. You remember when Derby had that season when they
16 points.
They got 16 points.
Yeah.
So they gave their 16 player
10.
16. So they gave their was it 10?
I don't know.
It's lowest.
Their lowest point. The lowest point tally ever in the Premier League.
Hmm.
So they gave away their Player of the Season award to the fans.
Really? But that is so generic.
Oh, do you want to pick a particular
it
fan?
It was 11.
Yeah.
It was 11.
Pick up one fan.
Rajesh Gowde! And those guys are like, Bhedshut, who the fuck is this? The immigrants took this also.
Oh, shit. Yeah, now that you open my eyes to manage the season award given by clubs.
Yeah.
And there's a writer for Guardian who tweeted, Joel Rabinovic. Do you know this guy?
No, we don't know.
He's also a writer for Liverpool Echo.
Hmm.
I'm genuinely lost track of the Pardew, Pulis, Alderweireld,
yeah, so
Hughes, Moyes, Hodgson, British managerial merry-go-round by now. An indistinguishable amalgamation of mediocrity.
Okay.
No, but we've had this discussion on our podcast a couple
yeah.
of times.
Yes.
Yeah, these 4-5 guys.
I mean, Shashi Tharoor almost liked this treatment with all this words he's throwing around, man.
Yeah, but we are way ahead of it.
Yeah,
we've
had this discussion. I think all
right,
four to five.
And there's a nice chart also.
All right, there's a small quiz for you guys.
I think Kumar is going
to... Kumar, first question to you. Of the clubs in the Premier League right now, who are playing the Premier League right now, Alan Pardew's managed how many?
Yeah, so Crystal Palace, West...
Louder, we need to record this.
So, Crystal Palace, West Brom. I'll also go for 3.
5.
Shit.
West Brom, West Ham,
yeah.
Southampton, Crystal Palace, and
Newcastle.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Now comes Sam Allardyce. Baru.
Sam
5.
You're right.
It's five.
It's five.
All of them.
West Ham, Everton, Newcastle, Palace, Sunderland. Oh, Sunderland's gone. So
4.
I can't even say that they'll be back in the next year. They're going down next
year. Tony Pulis has a much more stable life. How many?
3.
Stoke, West Brom, Crystal Palace. 3.
Yes.
I know my stuff.
It, man.
I got the names also.
Yes. Mark Hughes. How many?
4.
No. 2.
1.
Stoke.
Oh, actually, no. It probably...
Are we counting Sunderland?
No. Was he Sunderland manager, Mark Hughes?
Yeah.
No, he was
if
not.
If he's not on the chart, then he's not.
He's not. So Southampton, Stoke,
yeah.
Man City, and he was manager of Fulham, which is not,
yeah,
in
Fulham
the league.
Yeah, Fulham's not in the league.
So guys, Sam Allardyce managed 25%.
Were you staring at his blank screen all throughout?
Yeah, I'm like, have you seen the episode of Suits? He's like, oh, I was just playing.
This is brilliant.
Is any of this true?
It is.
Oh yeah.
It is true. I have a razor sharp memory.
Anyway, so it seems like somebody is already on the same line of thought as you two are.
Yeah.
Concerning all these.
You already know you were not part of that
mediocre
podcast. You're like, this is the same line of thought as you two are.
No, more than that, I'm surprised that not being a participant, he did not even hear that podcast.
You didn't?
I was traveling for media stuff.
Why is everyone in this podcast traveling for media appearances?
We have to keep
you are going to Madurai for 4 days, right?
Three.
Don't tell
three.
Me I'm going there for work other than football total. I thought we are working on our outreach program in Madurai.
Yeah, because that's a hotbed for
yeah,
podcast.
And you know, just to get the Lord's blessings for our
which Lord
next
is
journey.
There must be some Lord.
Yeah.
It's Madurai.
There is Meenakshi, goddess.
Lordess.
Lordess.
Why are you being so sexist? Gods are...
Yeah, lords are lords.
Yeah, they are homo.
They are like...
I should complete this quickly. I should...
We should definitely edit that out.
They are agnostically... I don't know. I think I should shut up.
Just,
they are gender agnostic.
Who
they
is...
Just, they are cisgendered.
Who is...
Oh shit, I should shut up.
You should shut up.
I'm offending a lot of communities right now. We'll get the producer to edit that.
Producer? Dude, I am supposed to edit it today.
So I hope you got the point then, Saru.
Or do you want like email communication?
Yeah, but when I was watching this game, the Manchester City and Everton game, all I was thinking was, oh God, Manchester City, please either draw or lose this game. Because West Brom is so close to relegation and I need to win my bet.
But that's not a...
So
right.
See, Conte is playing my part
no,
of the bet.
Yeah, your part
but
of the
I'm
bet.
I'm winning
is,
the bet next week, man.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
winning the bet next
know.
Week.
You never know, Conte might just, you know, go and slap around Roman or something.
Slap around.
Not just slap. Slap around. What the
Have
fuck?
Have you seen that guy's proper Italian mafia?
Yeah,
like,
Roman is?
Al Roman.
Al Roman. No, I love the Russians. And the Russians don't do any bad stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
Russians
yeah,
are nice
people. Yeah, nice people and very pure of heart.
Yeah. I know. Ask the English. They're not going for World Cup.
Yeah. Fuck them, man. Fuck the English, man. If I was Russian, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because the Russians
okay.
are right.
Comrades, what do we talk about next?
West Brom, 11 points behind. I hope City does not win next weekend.
No, but then I want City to win it.
Why?
Against United. I just want to see the look on Mourinho's
oh
face.
That will be something.
Yeah, see?
He'll run away. He won't even give the post-match conference.
No, just when he has to shake Guardiola's hand.
That he will. I mean, he's already called them winner like 3 months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, but...
So, but City's on line to make 104 points, dude. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's true.
If they get 100 points this season, is that achievement better than the Invincible?
I so knew this was coming.
No.
Of course. I'm going
it was on your face, man.
Yeah. So
no, but it's not.
Obviously, when you will say the same.
No.
I agree.
So it's a very different parameter.
Ah.
So that is consistency throughout the season, not even you know losing a single game.
A single game.
No, it's such a big achievement. Like people can't get their heads around it right now because... nobody will be able to do it in the Premier League again.
People thought City would
City do it next year.
No, they won't be able to do it because it is such
people
a long and hard season.
Halfway through the season, we thought City
yeah.
would do it, man.
They lost to Liverpool
yeah.
then.
After 17 games.
So, winning 36 games out of 38, probably someone would do it. But not to have even a single bad day. And even if you have a single bad day, you know, just to pull yourself together and, you know, get a draw at least.
I'm going to talk to Stoop to get a balanced view on this topic.
We could call him right now.
Nah, we
have
to
yeah,
go and
eat.
We have to go and eat.
Alright then, I think, are we done?
I don't know, is there anything else you've observed over the weekend?
Pogba's got a new hairstyle, but that's not surprising for
you. Oh,
oh, now this is surprising, huh? Now
no, his hair's colored blue.
Blue.
He needs to,
yeah,
he needs to change it by the weekend.
Oh shit, yeah. Oh shit, yeah.
And he
Aubameyang
has,
is going Pogba's way.
Yeah. Aubameyang has a tattoo in his hair.
Tattoo?
They called it a tattoo, a hair tattoo. So basically, he has
hair color in his hair.
Hair color in his hair, in the form of words, which is basically what all
will
tattoos are.
Will Jack Wilshere ever get that done?
He needs to have hair for that.
Yeah. Is he naturally bald or is he like just
showing
off?
No, I think he needs to speak to.
I think he's
Wayne,
like a Rooney.
He needs to speak to Wayne Rooney now.
Or Virendra Sehwag.
Did Rooney play over the weekend?
Or Harsha
Bhogle. Oh, definitely Harsha Bhogle.
Done?
Harsha, if you're listening, we just...
Or Shane Warne, you know, for our Australian fans.
Amitabh Bachchan.
Nah, keep it to sport, man.
Oh, sorry, guys.
You can say Abhishek Bachchan's dad. Because he's in sport.
Yeah.
He owns two teams.
Like Abhishek Bachchan's
Jaipur
dad.
Pink Panthers or whatever they're called.
Do you think Abhishek Bachchan feels like Roman Abramovich now because Chennai NFC is winning ISL?
Yeah, and he's a big Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
Does he even know that the Super Cup is happening because they just got kicked out and shit?
They did?
Yeah, first match.
I am not watching it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yes. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.